Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Adam Silver is on a crusade. And I don't know what the crusade is. But I know it will offend some people out there. It's going to offend them. So I'm sorry if I offend early. Commissioner Silver wants half of all the new referees to join that are joining the NBA to be women. He says that going forward, in an appearance at the Economic Club of Washington, D.C., he said two of the past five refs that were added to the G League were women, bringing the total number of female officials to three. And he says the goal going forward should be that roughly 50-50 of new officials entering should be women. And, okay, he says that it's an area, frankly, where I'm not sure how it has remained so male-dominated for so long, an area of the game where physically, certainly, there's no benefit to being a man as opposed to a woman when it comes to refereeing. He says the goal going forward should be roughly 50-50 of new officials entering the league. And then he says, same for coaches, by the way. There's no reason why women shouldn't be coaching men's basketball. And he says 50-50 for that, too. Commissioner Silver, can I just say that's ridiculous? And I'm not trying to degrade the fact or make a point that I don't think a woman could coach in the NBA. I've told you before, Becky Hammon, I've had the opportunity to talk to her out in Las Vegas a couple times when the summer league's gone on. I know people in the NBA that think extremely highly of her. But if you're telling me as the commissioner, you believe that 50-50 all hires going forward in the NBA of coaches and officials should be women, I'm going to tell you that you're pushing an agenda, and I have no idea what the agenda is. I honestly, I don't get it. The NBA is not a jobs program. The NBA is not a social experiment. And yes, do I believe that there are women out there like Becky Hammon who have had tutelage under one of the greatest minds in in NBA basketball and international basketball, and Greg Popovich, who could absolutely coach a game, draw up plays, make decisions during a game that can help a team win? Absolutely, I believe that. Do I believe that every hire of an NBA head coach going forward, or an NBA official in the developmental league, should be a woman? For every man hired, a woman should be hired? No, I think it's nonsense. I think it's absolute nonsense. Because one thing that we see overall is that a lot of times there are grown men with accomplishments in the sport. Guys who have played the game. Guys who have played the game to a Hall of Fame level. Who can't command a locker room. And what do I know about men? Especially when men are in large collections of men. Sometimes men can be idiots. I've worked in professional sports. I've worked for a professional sports franchise. I have covered professional sports franchises. I have been a broadcaster, radio and television, for a professional sports franchise. So I've spent times in locker rooms, extensive amount of times. And I can tell you flat out that men, young men, in those selected groups can be idiots. And I do not believe that for every man hired, there is a qualified woman who has just been denied the opportunity. That is a bogus premise to me. I do not believe we have a collection of women who are every bit as talented as men, one for one. Do I believe there are women? Absolutely. I believe it. No question. Do I believe that on a hiring purpose, that for every man that gets hired, there is a woman who's just as qualified to be an NBA head coach or an NBA official? No, I do not. Does that make me a caveman or a sexist? So be it. So be it. It's the era of labels. If that's what somebody believes, they are more than welcome to believe it. Because there are absolutely qualified candidates. There's no question in my mind that there are qualified candidates. There's also no question in my mind that a discussion of qualified NBA officials to be hired, there's not a woman. If we were to go five deep, I might agree with you. If you're telling me that we can go 10, 20, 30 candidates deep, I say poppycock. That's as respectful as I can get on the subject.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.